And now, Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio.
Where the fuck is Trump?
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Give me your boom, boom.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up now?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic.
And we putting it on wax. It's the new style.
We're Jalen and Jacoby. What do we do?
We get a people what they want.
Happy hump day to everybody. Today is Woman Crush Wednesday, where we celebrate the more responsible, more intelligent, kinder,
harder working,
and just generally superior gender of our
more
species.
More disciplined.
The females. Big shout out to all the females around the world, the females in my life and everywhere.
Me too.
Jalen Rose.
Yes, sir.
You and I were in this studio. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. We're like, here's what's going to happen. They're going to go down to Atlanta. They're going to beat the Hawks. They'll be over 500 heading the All-Star break. Things won't be that bad. Well, they actually played the basketball game in Atlanta last night. It was pretty bad.
Yep.
The Lakers didn't just lose the game. It's how they lost the game. They trailed pretty much the entire time. And we talked about it. Remember that bounce in Boston that got Rondo the shot to win the game? And you said into this microphone, you were like, if that bounce goes a different way, we're talking about Luke Walton's job security.
Correct.
And that's, it's unfair to treat one game, one bounce of the ball, and to extrapolate that into someone's job security. But I'm about to do the media guy thing. You are now under 500.
Okay.
This late into the season with LeBron James, granted, out for 17 games. But it doesn't seem good. It doesn't feel good going into the All-Star break. Luke Walton's got some days off. He'll be chilling at the house with the family, relaxing. And here's what Luke Walton doesn't want to see. He doesn't want to look down at his phone and see Magic Johnson. That's what Luke Walton does not want to see during this break.
Nope.
He's not picking up that call. Jalen Rose, being serious for a second,
okay.
Is Luke Walton's job in jeopardy during the regular season?
I said that I felt that this would be the only season that Luke coaches LeBron James, and here's why. I believe that Luke is a talented coach and deserves to have a job in this league for a really long time. But my instincts tell me that this will be his only season coaching LeBron James. And when he go to the bench, he ain't talking to Luke. He talking to who I think may be his replacement.
Give it to us.
Brian Shaw.
Ooh. I did notice during a timeout, right before they went to break, they showed Brian Shaw talking to KCP and LeBron immediately as they went to the sideline.
So that was in November. And I love, and the staff knows this, I love some deep fried turkey.
Yep.
And since Thanksgiving, I was eating it every day until that morning. That's why I remember. And I felt bad for Luke because I anticipated what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a division on that team. You have players who are seasoned vets on one-year contracts.
Yep.
Rondo, Lance, JaVale. Yes, they are committed to this team. But yes, they want to get new deals. They don't want to be on one-year deals for the rest of their careers.
Nope.
Then you have the rookies. Then you have the players on rookie deals that are trying to make a way for themselves in the league and have shown promise. Kuzma's taught me he's a prolific scorer in this
I
game.
Love Kuzma.
He's going to get buckets. And you could put the clip up there of me saying that he's going to be the most compatible with LeBron James.
How many old clips he wants to show in one show?
Brandon Ingram has shown me that he's a scorer in the game, could get his own shot off the dribble, and he has all-star level potential. They're playing without Ball. They actually miss him. Hart is showing potential, and I wouldn't have traded Zubac. So now you put that melting pot in the locker room and say, we're going to trade you five guys for Anthony Davis.
Everyone in rookie deal is like, ooh.
And so it's like, oh, wait, whoa. I got to call my mom. I got to call my agent. I got to call my manager. I got to call my real estate broker. Like, I need to do this right now because I might not be here. And so now it's disgust. and it's disgust. And unlike the Philadelphia 76ers, they don't close the deal. You call the Pelicans, you get the voicemail, they don't return your call because the deal is going to be the same.
But none of that falls on Luke Walton and his job security. Luke Walton's not involved in this.
Correct, but somebody has to be the scapegoat. That's how this works.
But don't you think that Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka are above just like managing public perception through firing the coach?
They didn't anticipate this happening. Remember, we went from saying LeBron James, best player in the game. And LeBron killing right now.
He's still the best player in the game.
Well, the best player in the game ain't going to make first team all NBA. Nope. So what does that tell you?
He missed 17 games.
That okay. But there have been players like Steph Curry that missed 17 games, but still make first team all NBA. He's not going to make it because the other players around him have elevated. Like a Paul George, for example. Like a Greek Freak, for example. Kevin Durant is going to be there as well. So that means LeBron.
Steph and James Harden.
That means LeBron took a little step back.
Yep.
That means we talked about the Lakers. Can they advance in the playoffs to will they make the playoffs?
Will they make the playoffs?
So now when things get suppressed a little bit, it's like, where do we make change? The head coach. Who they're paying $7 million and who's going to get another job with somebody else while the Lakers are still paying them that money.
Why do you believe Brian Shaw is going to be the person to replace him?
Because, number one, there's been a pattern here with LeBron. We saw it with David Blatt, and it turned into Tyronn Lue. We also know that if you're a franchise like the Los Angeles Lakers, yes, you're printing money. But Jeannie Buss signed Luke Walton to a $35 million contract. Which means, if the story franchise is going to bring in another coach to replace the one I think is doing a good job from outside of the fray, that means you're going to have to pay him just as much, if not more. And I don't see them investing that type of money in two coaches. So Brian Shaw, who I love, who I think deserves the chance to be a head coach, who I think is going to do a good job, which is why I'm the person saying that he's going to be the replacement.
Do you think the Los Angeles Lakers make the playoffs this year?
No.
I do.
No.
I think they make the playoffs. Let me tell you why they're going to make the playoffs.
Because they got LeBron. Because they got LeBron.
Let me try this again. Let me tell you why I think they're going to make the playoffs. You ready?
Because they got LeBron.
Okay, let me try for the third time. You ready? Let me tell you why I think they're going to make the playoffs. The two teams above them are the Clippers, who are not trying to make the playoffs.
No. Nope.
Honestly, if you could tell them right now, they'd be like, we prefer not to. Thank you very much. And
for some time, Sacramento Kings. So they can keep their first round pick.
Yes. And the Sacramento Kings, who, if you were saying one of these two teams, all right, Sacramento Kings have a 2-game lead on the Lakers. One of these two teams is going to be in the playoffs. LeBron James and the Lakers or De'Aaron Fox and the Sacramento Kings.
Let me tell you some words you haven't said in decades. The Kings and Lakers are fighting for a playoff spot.
Oh,
you didn't anticipate
Kings and Lakers
that.
Fighting in the playoffs. I remember that era.
Right. Yeah, how about that? So here's how I like to gauge success. And you know this, by realistic expectations. If the Sacramento Kings make this year's playoffs, they're going to throw a parade. Right. They added Harrison Barnes so they could go for it. They got Bagley in the lottery. Fox is balling. Hield is balling.
Bogdanovich
is balling.
I understand all that.
Okay? They are committed to the franchise. They're invested. What I saw in Atlanta and what I see from the Lakers every other night is a splintered team. Yes, LeBron James has a rite of passage because he's an all-time great. But teams win in the NBA, and that does not look like a playoff team to me.
One thing I saw last night watching this game is something I've seen from LeBron, the greatest player of all time, multiple times. He's so good. And not only is he so good athletically, he's so intelligent. His basketball IQ is so high. He expects a lot from his teammates. And when he doesn't get what he expects from his teammates, he can pout a little bit. Yep. He can show a little bad body language. Yep. And he kind of lets you know that you weren't where you were supposed to be or you didn't make the right play. And I saw a lot of that last night as they were down.
Correct.
That gets a little stinky after a while.
So look back at the Indiana footage when he's at the end of the bench. Mm-hmm. Look at Lance not helping up a teammate when he falls down. Like, these are drippings of teams that now, okay, you have a high, big win in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But they barely won that game.
They should not have won that game.
That was not the intended consequence.
There were two crazy loose balls that ended up in their favor at the end of that
Correct.
Game.
And you know how karma caught up with them? When they went to Indiana. Okay? It caught up with them. Then they went to Philly and got beat down. This Laker team has struggled all year versus current playoff teams.
Yep.
All season. They have the fourth toughest remaining schedule in the NBA. I would love to see them make the playoffs. You
I would
know
love
why?
It too.
ESPN and ABC, guess what? We have the Western Conference playoffs. And you know what? I would
LeBron's
love
good for, business.
For it to be Golden State and the Lakers in the
and
first
here's,
round.
Here's my
I would
concern.
Love it. But I just
as a
can't see
as a
it today.
Lakers fan, I think it's so important that they make the playoffs this year because you just don't want next year when they have whoever it is. They have LeBron plus whatever max players they have or player. You don't want this to be the first playoff experience for the supporting cast if they're still there.
People keep saying that. Why do you care about the experience of their young players when they're going to get traded?
You don't know they're going to be traded. You don't know that, Jalen. We thought they'd be traded a month ago or 2 weeks ago. They weren't. You don't know that, Jalen Rose. You really don't know
the
that.
The long-term viability of the Lakers core has already been decided that won't be it.
Jalen.
I wish I could say this in another language.
What don't you understand about this? If Anthony Davis on July 1st at midnight gets traded to Boston, then they're gonna have some of those players.
What did the Zubac trade show you?
That they didn't value Zubac as much as I felt they should have.
It showed me as an asset that they fostered, that came out of nowhere. They put it in the oven. They gave it all of this TLC, and all of a sudden, when you move him, that tells me that this young core is not what we're building on moving forward. That's what that shows me. They want an experienced team to play with LeBron James in his 17th season next year to try to win a chip next year.
You know what showed me that the young core isn't what they're building around is when they literally gave up every single one of their players for Anthony Davis to offer. I mean, that was the indication right there. It wasn't necessarily the Zubac and Beasley trade.
I'm just saying, like, ultimately, the Lakers have created assets in that young talent. Luke Walton has done a great job of fostering them to improve. But the goal for them is to try to win a championship next year. So if they don't get Anthony Davis, guess what they're going to do? They're going to cash those chips on somebody else.
But they also have open spots, Jalen. They have open spots. They can just sign players.
Oh, Lakers got an open roster spot?
They can just sign players. No, I mean for this offseason. Why are you acting like you don't know what I'm talking about? They can sign max players without trading anybody in this offseason. So they could easily have all these young players next season plus Kemba Walker or whoever. Easily.
And you'll still be fighting. If it's LeBron James, Kemba Walker, and the young core, you'll still be fighting the Sacramento Kings for a playoff spot.
That's not true. You know it's not true.
I do know that's crazy.
I don't know what kind of crazy
you're talking
about. You're just talking crazy.
I want the Lakers in the playoffs. It ain't personal. Magic is my idol. I played in college with Rob Pelinka. I want LeBron James in the playoffs. It ain't personal. I know their fans think, oh, he just hate the Lakers because Kobe scored 81. Magic was my favorite player growing up. I rooted for the Lakers. Norm Nixon was my first agent.
Can we end this?
Okay.
Can we end this by saying this? I want a 25 consecutive push-up bet about the Lakers making the playoffs on wax.
Not going to be able to do it.
Oh, so guess what? You're also passionate. You're screaming. You're throwing your hands around, throwing all these hands around everywhere, but unafraid. Oh, okay, I got it. Is it because you can't do 25 push-ups or because you know that they're kind of going to make the playoffs?
No. I want to bet dinner at
our choice restaurant.
Nah. That's what I want to bet.
No. Nah. It's time for News That Matters.
You're something else.
There was a gentleman in Houston who was imbibing via smoke the cannabis plant in Houston, Texas. And he was wandering.
You stand up for this.
Okay. He was wandering around and he somehow found himself in the garage of an abandoned home.
Mm.
He walks in the garage. Remember, this gentleman is under the influence of the cannabis plant. And in that garage, he sees a 1,000-pound tiger.
What?
Abandoned home. A 1,000-pound female tiger in the garage. He called the authorities. He explained to the 911 operator what he is seeing. Jalen Rose, in a hypothetical situation under which you were under the influence of medicinal marijuana and you saw a 1,000-pound tiger, would you believe you're actually seeing a 1,000-pound tiger?
I would not believe that I'm seeing a 100,000-pound tiger.
1,000, but sure.
My favorite baseball team is the Detroit Tigers. So I would just go put an old English D hat on them.
You're the best. You're the absolute best.
That's exactly what I would do. But I got to ask you a follow-up question.
And you know, I don't like follow-up questions.
How did the tiger let this dude escape? Aren't they dangerous?
Tiger was in a cage. Cage tiger.
God.
The tiger wasn't just like chilling on the couch.
Okay.
The tiger wasn't chilling on the couch watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Okay, okay.
Just like, okay. Oh, pull up, dude, sit down. I'm just saying, what's your name?
So it sounded like somebody stole that tiger.
Jalen Rose.
What up, Dow?
Antonio Brown is a Pittsburgh Steeler.
He is.
For all business professional purposes, Antonio Brown is a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Central Michigan University, stand up.
However, he put this on social media yesterday. Take a look. Thank you, Steeler Nation, for a big 9 years. Time to move on and forward. Hashtag new demands.
On to the next.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. And then our homie, friend of the show, I call him Raekwon the Chef. You hate that nickname. Adam, Raekwon the Chefter, tweeted, Antonio Brown has not been traded, nor has been released, but Brown wants a trade, and he officially has requested that from the Steelers, per source. Jalen Rose, if you're the Steelers, Mike Tomlin calls you up, says, Jalen, what do I do about this? What would be your advice?
In a vacuum, you say trade him based on the Steelers' history, the illustrious one of being not only excellent on the field and creating championships, but the Rooney family has represented stability.
Okay.
They've had 3 head coaches in probably 60 years. Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, and now Tomlin.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So they don't
probably inaccurate, but a great point.
No, that's pretty accurate. So they don't just fly by the seat of their pants and make decisions. Okay. The Le'Veon Bell scenario was unique. So much so we've never seen a player based on a franchise tag actually sit out the entire season.
Didn't play it down.
That has never happened.
In his prime.
So that's an anomaly.
In his prime.
So you want to look on paper and say, going into the year, man, we still got our big three. Got our killer bees.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is good. So when you don't have Bell, and now Brown is unhappy, how does he show that he's unhappy? When him showing he's unhappy means he's missing meetings and he's missing practice,
yep.
That means even though he's still one of the best receivers in the game and I would covet to hold on to him, he has really shown me that he does not want to be there by any means, by all means necessary. So therefore, you must find a way to move him.
Yep. So your advice to Mike Tomlin would be move him. And if I was Mike Tomlin, I would hang up the phone with you and I would call Antonio Brown and say, listen, we're trying to move you, but you're not helping by trying to get moved publicly because that's lowering your value. You know what's going to be best for us? If you act like you're coming back to the Steelers and we can get a better price for you. That's part of the whole thing that happens in these like trade requests. The second you request a trade, the second you show that you're unhappy, it intrinsically lowers what the team will get back for you. So it's kind of hustling backwards, don't you think?
I do. But also, when you're so very talented like he is, you're going to find suitors. And when Khalil Mack gets moved, he makes an impact.
Mm-hmm.
When Amari Cooper gets moved, he makes an impact. For some strange reason, it was almost archaic for me as a football fan, the way I felt teams overvalued those picks and just held on to the unknown instead of giving them up for the known commodity. So you're probably not going to get a first rounder for a wide receiver that's flirting with 30. But at the same time, if you could get a productive defensive player that's a known commodity, you consider doing that. Because to me, and I've said this, this team to me has not been the same since they lost Ryan Shazier.
Yep.
I keep going back to that.
Good point.
He represented their defensive identity. He was their best player on defense.
The quarterback of the defense.
So imagine them losing one of their killer bees. That's what Shazier represented. To me, it's been dominoes falling in the wrong direction ever since.
There's another story about Antonio Brown. He was found guilty in a reckless driving case stemming from a November incident when he cops say he was going over 100 miles an hour in a Porsche. Now, I don't want to talk about that because guess what? He's probably guilty. Went over 100 miles an hour.
And usually people that buy Porsches and sports cars because they want to go over the speed.
Jalen Rose, I get terrified every time I go over 90. If I look down and I see 90, it's just scary. It makes me feel like I'm out of control. Jalen Rose.
Flash, I'm not a fast driver either.
My question for you, what is the fastest you've ever driven a vehicle in your entire life?
I've been in a rush to get places, so I'm pretty sure I've pushed 90. I pushed 100 on the freeway.
I don't think I've ever gone over 100.
I've needed to rush to get places where I had to. But on the freeway.
Why do you have to rush to get places?
Checks.
Something tells me you were late.
Or cash.
It's time.
Or both.
For Soft Mover Bossman. Jalen Rose. There was someone who was so lucky to win the lottery. So many people think about what they would do if they win the lottery. But just imagine being that person that actually wins the lottery. But it's not all good. There's been a lot of research about how winning the lottery can actually be detrimental to someone's life. And a lot of people in their lives find out you won the lottery and they want a piece. Well, someone had an answer for that. Let's take a look. He went to collect the lottery check in a full Scream mask and costume. Not a single piece of skin on this human being is shown. Boss move or super boss move? Showing up to get the check in full costume.
Incomplete.
I saw what you saw too.
Incomplete. It would have been a boss move if he'd done two other steps. And take it from somebody that's been fortunate enough in his own world to walk across a stage at the NBA draft, which represents hitting the lottery. It ain't your identity that you need to necessarily worry about. It's your family and friends.
Yeah.
What he should have done is showed up by himself with that costume. If we know who his family and friends are,
well, I couldn't
we
help
can
but notice.
Find out
I
who
couldn't
he
help
is.
But notice that you can wear the costume and everything, but they did put your name on the check. So you know,
that's I mean, the other thing.
Yeah, exactly. Next time you got to be a little more incognito.
But just don't when you live in your best life, let them cook.
I live in New York now. I used to live in a big apartment building. There's something that's nice and safe about a big apartment building. Like there's like 50 units in my apartment building. It's like no one's going to break into my house. They'd have to get past the lobby, get past the doorman, and then pick my floor and pick my apartment. There's a nice safety that comes with that. Now I live in a townhouse style apartment. It's not the same. There's no lobby. There's no doorman. It's not a big building. You feel a little bit more vulnerable. Well, guess what? I got Ring. Ring makes neighborhoods safer. You might already know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Ring helps you stay connected at your home and anywhere in the world. If you hear that Ring alert on your phone, you look at it, you can see exactly who's at your door, exactly why they're there. And you get HD video and two-way audio. You can speak to the person that's outside your home. You know if they're friend or foe. You know if they're a delivery person or if they're just fronting like they're a delivery person and they're checking to see if you're home, you can act like you're home. Ring makes me feel so much more secure in my home. I have the same security that I felt in this city in the big apartment building, now in a small townhouse building. And right now, as a listener of Jalen and Jacoby, you get a special offer on a Ring starter kit available right now. With a video doorbell, a motion-activated floodlight cam, the starter kit has everything you need to build a ring of security around your home. Right now, go to ring.com/JANDJ. That's ring.com/JANDJ. Just think how safe you would feel if you had a video doorbell, a motion-activated floodlight camera, and everything else that comes with the Ring starter kit. You'll rest better at night, and you will feel better while you're away from your home. Let's give the people a
Geico presents, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven?
And all of the burners.
My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. If you leave us a voicemail, we'll put it on the show just like this.
Hey, Jalen. Hey, Jacoby. It's Rochelle from Atlanta. I'm a lifelong Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I just can't stand thinking of Antonio Brown wearing another uniform. I know this relationship seems like it's broken, but relationships can be fixed. The grass isn't always greener, you know. Do you think it can be fixed, or is it just too late?
I would try to fix this relationship if I'm the Steelers. The compensation that you're going to get back for Antonio Brown at his age is not going to be Antonio Brown's value. You're going to get 75 cents on the dollar. I would have him in, have a heart-to-heart, try to work it out. Do you think this relationship can be fixed?
I would agree with you if when he was unhappy, he still handled it in a way where he showed up for practice, he showed up for meetings, and he played in the final game that we really needed to get into the playoffs.
That was the most shocking part. They needed that game.
Okay. So when he's not doing that, I understand that he's a talented player. But at some point, I think you have to find a way to get value in return and just move on because it's not working.
Sorry, Rochelle. According to Jalen Rose, that relationship is broken. Let's listen to the next female voice.
Hey, guys. Carrie Champion. I work with you.
How are you?
This is for Jalen.
I'd like you to acknowledge the fact that the league is against the Lakers. It's not a conspiracy theory. People really truly have a problem with this mom-and-pop organization in this city being big lights, being Showtime, and they really are annoyed by the fact that LeBron came here. So with LeBron coming to the Lakers, he brought his own separate hate. While Pelinka was one of the most hated agents because he was so good. And then Magic, people just be mad at him just to be mad at him, okay? So it's like all of that separate hate combined into this one big, huge, combustible hate of everyone saying they're tampering and this, that, and the third. It's really disrespectful. Am I wrong? Aren't they just jealous of the Lakers?
The champ is here!
Champ is here!
Thank you for calling, Carrie. We appreciate the love and the support. Here's what I would say. The naysayers, the critics, are going to always root against Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees, Duke, Lakers. It comes with the territory. The Celtics, the Patriots currently.
Yep.
That's how this works.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
And so they do have 16 championships, and they do have a lot of naysayers. But we can't act like everybody doesn't love Magic Johnson, because they do.
Everybody loves Magic Johnson.
LeBron James is an iconic athlete that is well-liked and beloved by fans.
If you ask Adam Silver, do you want the Lakers in the playoffs? He'd be like, I want them in the Western Conference Finals.
And this is where I'm going to go also, because it did say Carrie Champion ESPN. We have the Western Conference Finals. I personally would love to see the Golden State Warriors play against the Los Angeles Lakers in any round.
I would love it so much.
Okay.
Just to watch LeBron score 45 in game one and steal it and have people talking about, is this the end of the Warriors? Is KD going to leave? And then them lose in five games.
But they're below 500 right now, and they have a lot of work to do.
They have a lot of work to do. They are going to make the playoffs. Jalen Rose doesn't think so, but I promise you the Lakers will make the playoffs.
They do.
Carrie, don't worry.
They didn't look like that team in Atlanta.
They will. Thank you so much for the call, Carrie Champion. Make sure that you support all of Carrie Champion's various endeavors, especially the Be Honest podcast. Let's listen to another female voicemail.
Hi, this is Terry. I was wondering what sports-related movie you watch if it's on TV, even though you already own it. Mine is Varsity Blues. Can't help it.
Sports-related film that I watch when it's on TV, no matter what, is definitely Field of Dreams and Above the Rim. If those are on, I'm watching.
Definitely Above the Rim. That's a classic. Rocky.
Which one?
Any of them.
Any of them.
Creed. Sports movies. There's so many. Like, I watch anything like old school. Like,
what's the plot to Creed?
The same as the plot to Rocky.
Give me some more details.
Basically, Apollo Creed dies.
Mm-hmm.
And his son basically is upholding his legacy. And Rocky's training him.
Okay, that's close enough. Thank you so much for the call. Terry, let's listen to one final
Michael B. Jordan, that's the homie.
Hey, Jalen and Jacoby. It's your girl, Tiffany, out here in California. And I just have one question. So, is it cultural or regional to lick your fingers after you eat barbecue? That's my question. Okay, have fun, guys. Bye.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. She calling from Cali, asking about barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Something is legal on the West Coast.
This is definitely universal. I don't care what you say. Look, there are certain things that you know you're not supposed to do. Like, you're not, like, supposed to lick your fingers. But what am I? I'm not... That's delicious barbecue sauce on there. There might even be like some meat chunks on there too. I'm licking my fingers.
I agree. It's universal. Our brother, Michael Greenberg, who I work with on Get Up as well.
Mm-hmm. Very familiar.
Is an outlier here because he understands eating things like barbecue means you're going to get stuff on your hand. So for his sandwiches, for his pizza, he uses a fork and knife. So I think he's more of an outlier. I agree. This is universal.
Universal. I want to thank all the ladies for calling in. Don't forget to call in. Leave voicemails.
Hey, ladies!
98580-JALEN.
Shout out.
Last night in Philadelphia, two of the Eastern Conference best went head-to-head, and two young stars in the league went back-to-back with excellent dunks. So here's the thing. The 76ers was a great story. They added Tobias Harris. Everything was going great. They won a couple games. We felt like they were the class of the Eastern Conference. But when this Sixers team, again, without Tobias Harris, when they play the Bucks, the Raptors, or the Celtics, they've now had 8 games. Their record is 1-7. How much concern is that when you hear that stat?
Well, there's also a stat that goes with that, that with teams that have been successful recently, the record is a lot worse. It's like something way around 30 percentile.
Mm-hmm.
What that tells me is that they've been able to feast on the poor teams. And now that they have the trade deadline past them and they probably for the most part have their roster pretty much in tow, I think this group now finds a way to gain cohesion after the All-Star break and that improves. When you have Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, you have Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris and J.J. Redick shooting.
Jonathan Simmons.
McConnell giving them quality minutes. I mean, they're going to get it together come playoff time.
Joel Embiid has a big personality, and he was big mad after the game. Let's listen.
Thanks, guys. I knew my for his suck.
So here's the thing. I love Joel Embiid because of his personality, his social media. He gives great interviews. If that was a different player, I would say he's complaining, he's got a bad attitude. But for some reason with Joel Embiid, I find it more likable. Why do I have a bias for Joel Embiid when he complains about the referee?
You spoke to it, and I had to learn this a long time ago. As I started to become a successful athlete, and I started to get taller, and people started to recognize me, I noticed something. People are gonna like you or dislike you, but you can't control it.
Mm.
That's your personal feeling. And if you know somebody and you like somebody, you're going to give them the benefit of the
doubt. You are. Because that wasn't graceful. It wasn't nice. It was childish. It was immature. Just no one asked him a question about it. He just offered it up himself. But because I'm already bought into Joel Embiid and his personality, I find it more likable. But if that was a different player, I wouldn't look at it the same way. We ought to understand these unconscious biases that we live with every single day.
Correct.
Well, we have some breaking news in the National Football League. Remember the Ravens quarterback controversy? It's over. There are reports that Joe Flacco will be the next quarterback for the Denver Broncos and John Elway. John Elway's been trying to draft a quarterback, not getting it done. What do you think about this trade between the Broncos and the Ravens? We don't have all the details right now.
So John Elway has had some terrific highs with the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
Winning a Super Bowl.
With a veteran quarterback, mind you.
And crafting an elite defense,
mm-hmm,
while still keeping the core intact led by Von Miller,
yep,
while other pieces have come and gone.
Yep.
The thing that he's strong and missed at is the quarterback spot.
About three, yep, times now.
So many different people have been under center. It's become a revolving door.
Mm-hmm.
So for Joe Flacco, there are going to be people to try to figure how much does he have left in the tank. And it's unique because there are people that have won Super Bowl MVP, Flacco, Eli, and Nick Foles, that people still trying to slot and figure where they fit in today's landscape of performance, and they don't necessarily give them what you just discussed,
all
that benefit of the doubt.
All three of those players were like, are they a starter?
Correct.
I'm not really sure.
Yes. So for Flacco, I think he can go to Denver and be a game manager, especially since they found a great run game last year.
If you're John Elway, you're like, look, if this defense dragged broken Peyton Manning to a Super Bowl championship, hopefully they can drag Joe Flacco to a Super Bowl championship.
You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Also.
This is exciting.
A light bulb just went off in my head. The Denver Broncos might as well go for it right now. They can give up a second round pick for Antonio Brown.
What?
Hmm.
Played in cold weather in Pittsburgh. He'll function well in Denver. The defense is getting a little bit older. Now this makes sense. Stay tuned.
Interesting. One thing that doesn't make sense was this play from Bradley Beal from a couple nights ago. We spent all day laughing about it yesterday. This like 7-step travel and pass it out. Now, we laughed about it a little bit. And you even said that people are going to say that he lost the ball. The official NBA Twitter account for the referees said that this was a legal play. But Jalen, he did not lose the ball. He tried to double dribble and then realized he was about to double dribble and then caught it with his other hand. He very much intentionally was about to dribble it and then caught it with his other hand. We all need people in our lives that have our back the way the referees have each other's back.
Absolutely.
They watched that film and were like, nope, that was a legal play. Just have each other's back like that.
But then shoot him a little pink slip and fine him for missing the call.
Like, probably.
On the low, though.
Probably. I love that they backed that one. They're like, not legal.
Yeah, kind of like that late play in the Kentucky game that was goaltending that the NCAA refs couldn't change.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
I've decided it's a sensible decision to switch to Geico.
Okay, I feel ya.
We could save ourselves hundreds of dollars a year on car insurance.
Oh, and then airbrush a Pegasus on the side of our hatchback.
No, we will not airbrush a Pegasus on the side of our hatchback. We will reinvest that savings in a high-yield investment like a mutual fund.
Oh, a Pegasus riding a jet ski, playing a bass guitar.
I cannot believe we share the same medulla.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The Pelicans, I always say this, it's not what you do, it's
Pelican
how
fly.
You do it. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. The Pelicans didn't just lose to the Magic. They kind of got whacked to the Magic by the Magic. And Anthony Davis, their leader, their all-star, their best player by far, he went 1-for-9, and he had 3 points. It was sad. Anthony Davis, after the game, he was sad. Let's listen.
I'm ready to play. You know, obviously we missed a lot of shots, a lot of easy shots, layups and stuff that we normally make early in the game, but they came up more desperate. They play like they were playing for something.
This is a little weird in New Orleans. Anthony Davis is on the team. The league is forcing the Pelicans to play him, threatening to charge them $100,000 for every game he doesn't play. But then you get stuff like this. Anthony Davis saying, we sucked, and scoring 3 points. How should they handle the rest of this regular season?
But also, that's kind of an oxymoron because Anthony Davis is so very talented. The Cavs are doing the exact same thing right now with J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
They're not getting fined. We're not talking about it.
No. Good point.
So what ended up happening is, since he's so talented, I guess that probably sways the betting on the NBA. I bet it also now puts it to where, if you looked at that highlight, empty seats everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Empty seats everywhere. Yeah. So you think playing him, even though he said he doesn't want to be there, would kind of be a band-aid for that. But what ends up happening is, when you say, we sucked, everybody else is like,
you sucked.
You sucked.
You sucked. Yeah. You gotta look in the mirror first, Anthony Davis. You were 1-for-9.
And also, there is no we when you say you want to bounce. Because you already told us we wasn't good enough. Remember? You already let us know we weren't good enough to get you a championship. We can't help you get there. That's why you want to leave. That's why I said you have to find a way to sit him. Because it doesn't benefit anyone. I was watching that game, and I saw him grab his knee. And I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You see where this is going. Now, if you're going to question anything about Anthony Davis, it ain't his attitude, it ain't his character, it ain't his game, it ain't his versatility.
Durability.
It's his durability.
Yeah.
So now, if he goes and gets hurt, and or, you ready for this? And or he doesn't play like himself the rest of the year, you don't get the value in return that you thought. How about that?
It's an awkward situation. It doesn't benefit Anthony Davis to play basketball the rest of the season.
Correct.
It doesn't benefit the Pelicans for Anthony Davis to play basketball the rest
Correct.
Of the season.
Correct.
And if they're worried about getting fined, they might just play him 8 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they just do that?
Because that is
just
theory,
awkward.
Because in theory, that represents the same thing. You remember the first time he came back, they didn't play him in the fourth quarter.
They shouldn't.
Okay. He had 29 points or whatever, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter. And so, like, this is an awkward situation. To me, you're going to continue to see his minutes, his opportunities, his usage dwindle after All-Star, because you can't be like, oh, he's not healthy, and then he go out and ball in the All-Star game. So now after that, you'll start to see it idle down.
Some tells me he's going to have more than 3 points in the All-Star game.
Yes.
Some tells me LeBron James is going to throw him a couple lobs.
Absolutely.
Just throwing that out there. Yeah. So we have these historic streaks going on in the NBA. James Harden, 30 games over 30 points. Russell Westbrook, 10 straight games of triple-doubles. All Wilt Chamberlain involved. And, you know, we've got the GOAT, Michael Jordan. He was asked about these streaks, and he gave a very Michael Jordan.
They all both hard, you know. And uniquely, it shows the talent, you know, that we have within the league. It shows still progression within the league. I'm very proud about what both guys have done because they're making their mark for the league, and I think it really helps the growth of the league, which is harder from a player standpoint. Six championships, by all means.
I love Michael Jordan so much. I love Michael Jordan so much. What do you think about Michael Jordan, just giving the most Michael Jordan answer to the question?
I like that he's a leader. And like myself, if he wants to rock a style, he doesn't care what anybody think.
The mock turtleneck, though?
The hoop earring.
The mock turtleneck and the hoop earring? He's, I did like the velvet blazer, but the mock turtleneck?
He owns it.
I mean, you've been doing a lot of turtlenecks recently. They're fine. But if you show up with a mock turtleneck, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mock your mock turtleneck. I guarantee you that. We're excited to give you podcast exclusives because we get to talk about topics like this one. Push the button, Reg.
Oh, man.
Mike Tyson.
Already?
Mike Tyson. Gentlemen, you want sold a home to or bought a home from? Which one?
Sold a home to.
Sold a home to.
The homie.
The homie. There's a picture of him on the internet. He was at some sort of like marijuana festival and he was smoking a foot long joint. So, Jalen, I live in New York where medicinal is not legal, so I don't partake in these activities. But I just have a question. What's the point of a footlong joint? That's something that you just do for the gram. Like, who's smoking a full footlong joint?
Overrated.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of that?
Overrated.
That's what it's like sitting down at the bar and being like, can I have a keg of beer? Like, you can't drink a keg of beer.
All that is going to end up with ashes everywhere.
Yeah. It's like after, you're going to probably get a footlong joint. It'll be down to 11 inches by the time you're like, what am I doing with this thing?
And pretty sure like about three quarters of the way through.
Who gets 3/4 of the way through?
The fire be falling on the ground.
Who gets the 3/4 of the way through that thing?
You got to relight it 500 times.
You know what I see? And again, I'm old and washed and not fun anymore. That just sounds, that's not a footlong joint. You know what that is, Jalen Rose? That's a herpes stick. You can pass that thing around to so many different people. It's going to be on so many different lips. Man, that joint's going to have a cold sore on it by the time it gets to you.
But here's the other thing about that also, to your point. It's going to be really soggy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Real soggy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then no thank you on the footlong joint. Cool picture. Cool for the gram. I get why you did it, but that's a novelty.
And also, like, when I get confused about things like this, I always look to
first
the expert.
Stop for a second. I just love that you say, when I get confused about things like this.
I want to draw experience from experts I know in the field of expertise.
Of course.
So I say to myself.
Like Dapper Dan with the blackface Gucci thing.
Would Red and Meth and Snoop do this?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Would they?
Probably, yeah. I'm sure if you Googled Snoop Dogg footlong joint, Google image search that, there'd be like 35. There'd be like
not
4 pages.
Not that size.
Of results.
Not that size.
Oh, yeah. There would. I promise you. I don't even have to do it on my phone. I promise you.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Big shout out to Mike Tyson, though.
Shout out.
Jalen.
An immortal hanging on the studio, in the studio right now. Iron Mike.
Iron Mike. I got to take Michael Jackson down. Do you know when during the show, I've got the monitor of what the television show is showing. And sometimes your answers be too long. So I just kind of stare at the monitor and look at my background. And I see Michael Jackson there. I'm like, you know what? You know, I'm going to switch it right now. You talk for a second.
What? Jacoby now is moving Smith and Wesson prime front and center and putting Michael Jackson in the upper deck. Sorry, he's getting closer to the door from what I gather. It's not super controversial, but we need to get the input from the people. Does MJ deserve to be in the upper deck and or closer to the door and or out of the door the way Jacoby's currently doing it? Stay tuned.
That feels better. Oh, look, that feels better already. Smith and Wesson, the shining eyeball right there.
So you're the person that constantly complains about derailing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just derailed the show.
I thought it would be entertaining.
You just moved two pictures that the podcast people can't even see.
Nope. Yep, yeah, it's on TV. It's something that's been bothering me. Crazy. Something that's been bothering me. Next thing you gotta go is, I don't know how the Soul Train got on my side either. That one's gotta go next. We're gonna switch him up next. I'm gonna move White Chocolate down.
Well, here's the thing. First off, your side starts with your lovely wife and kids. This is my side. You're Mike Tyson and you're Biggie and Larry Bird. That's like a line in the sand. So
can
really
we share that?
That's become a shared space, but it's really my side.
No. There's a gigantic monitor in the middle of the wall. That's where the demarcation is.
Okay.
That's where it is. These are all mine on this side.
Okay.
It's just, you know, I wasn't here when they got put up and I don't care as much as you do.
Hold on. Hit the brakes, Red. The reason why the pictures are the way they are, because David Jacoby gave 0% level of contribution the way I do to the rundown.
That's not true at all. That's just not true at all.
How many years have you spoken to the microphone and said what I just said? Multiple. How many years have you spoken to the microphone and said Jalen cares more about the background than he cares about the rundown in the show?
That's a fact.
Okay.
I care more about the run on the show than the background, but you can't say that I'm negligent to the background.
So today,
I spoke with my man Frankel yesterday about replacing my family photo. I spoke to him yesterday about replacing some of your photos.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but we're putting a bunch of white people on your side.
Okay. So here's the thing. You focus on your side. That's your side.
I know. I'm just kidding. We're not putting white people on your
side. Okay. Let me focus on my side.
Okay.
My side is fly. My side has immortals. My side represents a heartbeat and a pulse of what makes me tick.
So does mine.
That's why it's so jumbled. That's why you just had to move a picture right now. Because today is the first day you decided to care about the immortals on the wall. And I applaud you. Your haircut looks great. Yep. Your button up looks awesome. You look handsome today.
I don't love the haircut.
You know?
I walked out of the chair and you know?
Wow.
It was like, do I have to talk to this guy about this? He's got to go over it one more time. You know, when there's a guard on the Clippers and they go, you don't have white people hair. With white people hair, you put the guard on the Clippers and they go through it. Sometimes it's like, it goes up, down, kind of like a cornfield. And there's a little bit of that going on there. And I got home and I was like, I'll just fix this myself when I get home. I don't want to talk to this guy about it. I'm out of here.
Well, I think your haircut looks great. And also, just like the pictures on the wall, you can't blame us for who's hanging up there. Just like you can't blame your barber. You know why? Because you don't consistently go to one.
No. I walked in there
so
yesterday.
So how you going to complain about the barber when you don't even be faithful to the barbers that you have?
I walked in there yesterday, and it must have been the time of day or whatever, and all three of the dudes that I cheat on each other with were available. It was a little tricky.
See?
It got a little tricky. But luckily, one of the barbers was giving the other barber a shape up, so I just went to the other guy. I was saved by the bell right there. Because I never want to show my hand on who my favorites are. Never, ever, ever.
I would love one day on this program to do underrated professions in society. Barber is on that list.
Yep.
I want to teach you how important
is it though?
A barber is.
Is it though?
Yes.
Disagree.
Yes.
Disagree.
Underappreciated profession. We know firemen and policemen and doctors and nurses.
They get all the shots.
I'm talking about underappreciated. Every time you want to go do something notable, you go to a hairstylist or a barber. Male and female.
There's so many underappreciated professions.
Every time you want to, but how about this? Every time you want to look your best, you go to the hairdresser for women, and you go to the barber for men. Facts.
You know one thing I always think about? And this is a thing that I know you can relate to. You go to a restaurant, right? There's like the host or whatever. They sit you at your table. And the server comes around and they just basically write down what you want and then bring it to you. But people that cook the food, you don't tip them. The bus boy that comes around and busses and cleans all the table. And you know, I love it when they take that little metal thing and take all your little scraps and wipe it up if you're at a fancy place. You don't tip them either. I feel like the server gets all the shine.
Hit the brakes, Rich. You're speaking into a microphone telling me that I don't tip those people?
I'm saying in general, you have taught me to tip those people as well, and they really appreciate it. All I got to do is slide $5 to the busboy. He's so happy.
It's principle.
He's so happy.
And for the people that don't accept it, you say it for the people that don't say please and thank you. And then they think about all of the people that don't say please and thank you, and then they tell you thank you.
You know who never says please and thank you? My kids.
They're young,
my
man.
My wife's been out of town for 3 days.
Daddy, I want a snack.
It's like, yo, I'm going to try to tell him. This is a life lesson. This is something that I've been, one of my mottos. You don't have a lot of mantras.
Mm-hmm.
Your actions should support your goals.
Depending on your age.
No, just listen to me. This is true. Your actions should support your goals. All right. If you want a snack, then ask nicely for one and you'll get one. You know? And if you want to be whatever, if you've got a goal, make sure every action supports your goals. Because a lot of times people are like, oh, I want my wife to be nicer to me. Okay. Well, then what are you doing to accomplish that? Your actions should support your goals. That's one of my mantras. I want to thank all the ladies for calling in earlier, making Woman Crush Wednesday special. Now we're taking all callers like this one.
Hi, Jalen and Jacoby. This is Danielle from Long Beach. I have to make sure I shout out Reg. Hopefully get on the pod. I'm a fairly new listener, but I want to make sure I let you guys know that makes my drives to and from work a million times better, as, you know, California traffic kills. Shout out to the boyfriend for introducing me to you guys. I also wanted to let you know that I recently went to Monster Jam. And while I was there, I was looking around, and it's definitely cultural, unfortunately. Keep giving the people what you want, and I will be listening every day. Thank you. Bye.
I just want to give a shout to all my Monster Jam brothers and sisters, one of which is our friend, our family, Marcellus Wiley. Marcellus Jr. loves some Monster Jam. Marcellus went to Monster Jam. Looks like he had some sort of VIP package. He was back there taking pictures with the trucks and everything. And I just want to say, when I went to Monster Jam, it was a very diverse crowd.
So Marcellus is my brother. I appreciate the work that he's done in multimedia. I appreciate his journey from where he arose to where he is now. But he's an outlier. Let's not act like he's the average black person. Okay?
Oh, only you speak for all black people. I forgot.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes, correct. Let me spell it so make sure people don't think that I'm like...
You're my favorite.
I'm pump faking. C-O-R-R-E-C-T with an exclamation point. And I know this. He's from Compton. Mm-hmm. He went to an Ivy League school.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes seven figures.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about sports.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting in his pockets. I hope he does. My point is this. The average black person ain't at Monster Jam.
I think that's fair to say.
Nope.
We've had this argument before, but I just want to say big shout to Marcellus, bigger shout to Marcellus Jr. Big shout to all the ladies that called today. We really appreciate your support.
For real, watching him, like watching Marcellus and his son and watching you and Q.
You got to get to work.
I still got time.
You got to get to work.
Still got time.
It's good though, because you know, Q will be like 6 or 7 years older than Jalen Jr., so he'll be old enough to hip him to the game.
Yeah,
put
him in a headlock.
It's a nice gap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A little too old to put him in a headlock. It'd be more like, I'll show you how to do this. I'll show you the tricks.
Exactly.
Here's what you do.
This is how you get candy.
Yeah, if daddy says no, just ask mommy and say daddy said yes, can I have this?
Exactly.
That's how you work. He'll work. It's gonna be a great relationship. I can't wait. I want to thank everybody again for calling in.
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, KRS?
Done. We're not done. Got to give the people.
I love them.
Speaking of the Hobbits, let's talk about LeBron James.
All I care about is my nipples. Seriously.